Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com, and there, along with 26 years of essays, visit reports, and press releases relating to the network of private parent choice residential schools and programs working with teens and young people making poor decisions. Today is January the 12th, 2016, and we're going to talk about therapy and effectiveness of therapy. My guest is Charles Elias. Good afternoon or good morning, Charles. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Ron. Good to be here as well. Thank you.
Well, we're going to talk about treatment, and the title is Treatment Not Working, What's Next? And so, Charles, tell me some of the things you see. Well, your background. You're a founder of PRN for Families in Colorado. You're a licensed clinical social worker and addictions counselor, trained in family preservation by Home Builders Association of the State of Washington. And so largely you're working at family preservation when a kid when the kid's having problems. So what's the problem? Treatment not working. What are the situations you've seen where families come to you and they've been trying everything and it's not worked? What are some of the situations?
Well, you know, I think that a lot of times when families come to me, I sit and I talk to them and I listen to them, and they begin to tell me about, you know, all of their efforts in the community that have failed. For example, a student may have been in individual therapy for 2 or 3 years and, you know, they kind of reached a plateau and they're not making any progress. You know, they sit and talk to me about, you know, differing parenting styles and how maybe mom doesn't agree with dad. They may sit and talk to me about, you know, poor school performance and how, you know, their son or daughter is kind of on the edge in school. But, you know, as I listen to them and I hear all of these things, you know, it really all boils down to one thing, and that is, you know, the family system, right? And there's a struggle within the family, right? And trying to identify and understand, you know, the dynamics, the patterns of behavior going on in the family, I think is real critical in this case.
Okay, so by largely for a lot of different reasons that it's the family, but yeah, I've seen oftentimes parents 1 hour of therapy and they go on and it doesn't work, or the kid plateaus, or it just never worked in the first place. Or sometimes I've seen situations where the therapist is telling them to do something that the parents say didn't make sense, but they're the therapist, and that could be a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is work with the family therapy. Well, tell a little bit more about what the need is when therapy isn't working. What does the family need?
Well, look, as you mentioned, when the therapy isn't working or the medication isn't working, you know, our philosophy is we work, you know, from a family systems perspective. So, you know, in our mind, our client is the whole family system. It's not an individual. Mm-hmm. Right? So we approach things from a team standpoint. Right, and we would actually go into the home, right, and evaluate the whole family system. So to look at, for example, dynamics between individuals within the family, to work with the parents to understand, you know, their parenting style and, you know, how they are either cooperating between each other, or maybe they have different philosophies and they're undermining each other. Right, but I think either way, we're looking at, you know, going into the home and, you know, in the comfort of their own home, where you can actually, you know, kind of see and certainly observe more transparently, you know, some of these dynamics.
Let me put it a little bit in my own words, is what you're saying, is that the family feels like nobody understands them. They're floundering and nobody understands them. And what you're doing is, okay, we'll find out what's going on and give you some advice. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we want to really get to the root of what is going on in the family, right? And if you aren't actually in the home, right, you can't really observe some of these things. And we're like the fly on the wall that can actually see, you know, by walking into the home, a lot of what is going on.
Okay, so what's the family need next? I'm talking to from the family, and this is the type of thing that you're trying to meet. Somebody comes in, and how do you figure out what's going on in the family? What do you do, or what needs to be done so somebody can give them that third-party advice?
Well, a lot of what we do is, non-traditional. We have a very hands-on, practical, experiential approach to dealing with families. So, we do a lot of activities with the family where we can observe them interacting between each other, right? And, from that we can derive, okay, well, how is little Johnny interacting with mom and dad? Right, I mean, we can see that if he's reserved, if he's belligerent, or if he, if he's just, suppressed. So by doing a lot of experiential things with the family, we can see a lot of these dynamics. By observing and just being the fly on the wall and seeing what goes on in their daily life. Also gives us a lot of information.
That sounds
and
like
of course
that.
We also.
That sounds like you'd have to be there. Somebody would have to be there a few days to really get the feel for it.
Yeah, and we're normally there over a long weekend, so long enough to kind of be able to integrate ourselves, or embed ourselves into the family system, so that we can really see. Some of these natural dynamics play out.
Like if mom's a helicopter parent and sabotaging the therapy, that would be a factor.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's next? The family has somebody in that understands them, and then you do some sort of report. How does you communicate and convince the parents that your insight is probably accurate?
Well, obviously parents that call us in from the outset are oftentimes desperate and in crisis and, eager and willing to, try something different. So the culmination of all of this is essentially we sit down, we have a family meeting, we build, a family plan, and then we help the family implement the plan. And, I think the variable here is that, you have a facilitator that has actually been in the home and have spent a considerable amount of time with the family, understand some of those dynamics, has built some rapport and trust with the family, and is able to help the family, implement a comprehensive family plan with the goal of keeping the family intact.
All right. Well, I presume that the plan has a variety of elements, which might include some residential programs. And sometimes I presume there's the family's already hired an educational consultant, and so you would work with them or any third-party advisor the family might have, doctor, pastor, or something like that, I presume?
Yeah. I mean, we're a very collaborative model. So we work very closely with educational consultants, local therapists, psychiatrists, tutors, schools. I mean, whoever is on the team, we don't want to step on toes, but at the same time, we want to make sure we're collaborating and all working together.
Okay, so what elements might come into a plan? What are the things that might happen? I presume some sort of residential might be some of the solutions, but not necessarily always. But when you come up with a plan, explain a little bit more what the plan would include.
Well, our mission, hopefully, is to, keep the student in the community. And, part of what we build is, a full-time program. So, a lot of students are flailing because they're either struggling in school or they're having a lot of conflict with their parents in the home. And they may need, for example, extra help and support in school, which we might build into the plan. A lot of times, they need added components to their lifestyle, for example, recreation or exercise. We also incorporate peer mentors. which are, you know, young college students who are trained in the human services field that we bring in to work with the students to supplement, you know, what is already going on. And that oftentimes provides respite for, you know, the families.
Okay, so basically you come up with a plan and work, or they come up with a plan and you help them, and then you help them implement it, being there to support them and help them process whatever's happening. Is that roughly the next step in the procedure?
Yeah, I would say, you know, the whole continuum is essentially kind of the evaluation, right, the recommendations, the planning, and the implementation, and then the final stage would be, you know, helping the family actually make sure that they're doing what they say they're doing. So the management piece, you know, the case management is also very important, because we all know, you know, the plan is not worth the paper it's written on unless it's implemented properly.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so that's sort of what the family needs. And what your goal as with PRN for families is help them focus it and carry it out. Now, we about ran out of our time. So could you, if somebody wanted to talk more to you about this or hear more about PRN for families, could you give them the contact information?
Absolutely. My name is Charles Elias. I am the clinical director and the founder of PRN for Families. I can be reached on 888-762-5973 or by email at celias@prnforfamilies.com.
Okay, and then prnforfamilies.com is the www, the website. Well, thank you very much. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, and we've been talking with Charles Elias, the founder and director of PRN for Families in Colorado. Well, thank you very much, Charles. This has been very good.
You're very welcome, Mom. Thank you.